Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. And today I'm conducting an opinion survey, and would like to ask you a few short questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. So, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
All right. That would be a no, thank you. So, do you happen to be 18 years or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African-American.
All right, African-American, thank you. So I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Are you going to definitely vote, probably vote, are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
Definitely vote.
All right, thank you. So would you mind sharing your age?
74.
All right, thank you. So could you please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional election in the November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and a 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote this year?
A 10.
A 10, all right, thank you. So generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last, year? Would you say you've been following this very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all closely?
Somewhat.
Somewhat closely, all right. So regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat,
all right, thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not strong Democrat?
A what kind of Democrat?
Oh, would you call yourself, like, a strong Democrat or a not strong Democrat?
I'm not sure of the word you're saying. Sean, can you spell it?
I'm a strong Democrat.
Oh, strong.
Strong, yeah.
Strong Democrat.
Mm-hmm. Or not strong Democrat.
Strong Democrat.
All right, thank you. So do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
All right, thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you satisfied, very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
All right, thank you. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economy situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Do I think what is getting better?
Your personal economy situation or economic situation. Do you think it's getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Worse.
All right, thank you. So thinking about the issues the country is facing as of right now, which of the following would you say are the two most important issues for your members of Congress to focus on? Would you say it's making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, protecting abortion rights, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, creating more jobs and wages, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, border security, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, improving K-12 education systems, combating division and racism, reducing crime, or protecting and strengthening Social Security, Medicare?
Inflation.
All right. And would you want to choose another one as well?
Racism.
Racism and inflation. All right. Thank you. So now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which a 100 basically means you like them, a 0 means you don't really like them, and a 50 is neutral. And you can use any number from 0 to 100, and if you don't know these people, or if you've never heard of them, you can also mention that. So the first one is Jill Stein.
I don't know who she is.
No worries. Kamala Harris.
Eighty-five.
All right. Republicans in Congress.
Zero.
Tim Scott?
Who?
Tim Scott.
I don't know who he is.
All right, no worries. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Hmm. 25.
All right, 25. Thank you. Democrats in Congress.
95.
Mike Rogers.
I don't know who that is.
All right, no worries. Joe Biden.
98.
Donald Trump.
0.
Elisa Slotkin.
5. I don't know.
No
I don't
worries.
Really have an opinion on her.
All right. And Hill Harper.
85.
About 85. All right. 85. All right. Thank you. So I know it's a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, Independent Jill Stein, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., as well as Democrat Joe Biden, for who would you vote for?
Biden.
Joe Biden. All right. So, have you recently read, seen, or heard about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Have you heard of, like, a lot, only some, only a little, or nothing at all?
Say that again. Have I heard about what?
Yeah, so have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administrations are doing?
Yes.
A lot, some, or only a little bit?
Oh, a lot.
A lot? All right, thank you. So, and like from what you've read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration, has it made you more or less favorable towards them?
I think more favorable.
Much more favorable or somewhat more favorable?
A lot more.
All right, thank you. So what have you recently, like, read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards Biden and his administration?
Well, one thing, you know, they keep talking about his age and his memory and stuff, and he's only 4 years older than me. And I know, I think he wants to be retired, spending time with his family, but he has another choice, but I think he's like, he feels like he does not need to let the country go the way the Republicans are leading. So that makes me more favorable towards him.
All right. So basically, what you're kind of trying to say is that you support him a little bit more because he's a little bit selfless. He cares more about, like, the country being, like, not in the hands of Republicans than his own, like, family and his own life. So that he, like, cares more about the country.
Yeah.
All right. So he doesn't want the country to go into...
To go under.
Mm-hmm. Oh, to go under. He doesn't want the Republicans... take control. He is choosing us. All right, thank you so much for that answer. So have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
Yes.
A lot, some, or only a little?
A lot.
All right. And from what you've, like, read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump, has it made you more or less favorable towards him?
Less favorable.
Much, like, more unfavorable or somewhat more unfavorable?
Much more.
All right. So what have you read, seen, or heard about him that makes you less favorable to vote for him?
One thing, it's something that he said about if he doesn't get elected, we're going to be sorry. I know I was reading some things about, I had to review a book, and I was just shocked at the things that Hitler said. There were some of the same things that Donald Trump was saying. I've been concerned about his relationship with women. And I know I heard him say once he could go in the middle of the street in New York and shoot somebody and he would be found innocent.
All right.
I'm concerned that he tried to overthrow the Constitution with that January 6th. I'm just...
He's your concern also. You're also concerned that he tried to overturn the Constitution. All right. Thank you so much for that answer, girl. Constitution. All right. Perfect. Thank you. So now I'd like to, like, read you what some others have said that they believe are threats to the African-American community. So I want to know, in your opinion, which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threat to the African-American community as of right now? And you can choose two options if you would like, or you can just stay with one. So the options go stagnant wages and rising costs, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, Donald Trump getting elected president.
Wait a minute. Supreme Court doing what? Roe versus Wade?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
It was, yeah, something like that. It's the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms.
Okay.
All right. And the other ones were the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, a lack of greater economic opportunities and jobs in your community, the lack of quality education opportunities, rising crime and violence, or cuts to the same social safety net like Social Security.
Say, repeat that about Social Security.
Right. Cuts to the social safety net like Social Security.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So kind of like from that list of options, which two of them do you think are the biggest threats to the African-American community as of right now?
I think it's the problems with job opportunities.
Right.
I think white supremacy is less when everybody is working.
All right. Thanks.
And
we can just stay with those two if you would like.
Roe versus the right, the one on the right.
All right. Okay, well, thank you. So for each of the following issues, if you could please tell me whether you think Donald Trump or Joe Biden will be better at dealing with that issue. So kind of like for this one, the categories are if you think Trump would do much better, Trump would do somewhat better, or if you think Biden would do somewhat better, or Biden would do much better. So the first one is implementing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them.
I think Biden would do much better.
Much better. All right, thank you. Protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
Biden would do much better.
Growing the income and increasing economic opportunities for people like you.
Biden would do better.
Somewhat or much better?
Oh, much better.
All right. Bringing down the cost of health care and prescription drugs.
Biden would do much better.
The rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
I think he would do better.
Biden?
Yeah.
All right.
I think Trump would only encourage it.
All right. So, and lastly, what about securing our borders?
Biden better.
Much better or somewhat better?
Somewhat better.
Somewhat better. All right, thank you. So generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel or Gaza war make you more or less likely to support him, or does it make no difference?
It's not going to make any difference with me.
All right. So as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. So generally speaking, do you think the trial was fair or unfair?
I think it was fair.
Very fair, somewhat fair?
Very fair.
Very fair. All right, thank you. So since Donald Trump was charged, or was found guilty, of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now relatable to African Americans. So generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with the statement?
I disagree. That's crazy. Why? Because of his felony?
What are they saying?
That we have more felonies?
I believe that
we're the most law-abiding people at all, period.
All right. So do you say you strongly disagree with this statement?
I strongly disagree, and I'm insulted by it.
Oh, honestly, I am as well if I am reading this. That's so sick. All right. So how often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Do you say you receive information very often, not often, or not at all?
It was often, but my U-verse on my TV is not working this week after the rain. So
the right.
only thing I can watch news on is on my Roku or when I'm in the car.
All right. So would you say like often then?
I'll say often, yeah.
All right. Thank you. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive most of your information from? From Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, or some other social media?
Just television. I don't do
television.
Television. Don't do the other thing.
All right. Thank you. So we're almost done. We're 90% done with the survey, so there's only a bit more questions left. So I do want to thank you so much for your time this far. So switching gears a little bit. Last two questions we have are just for statistical purposes. And also, bless you. I don't know if that was a cough or a like sneeze, but bless you either way. So what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have 4 degrees.
Wow. All right. So would that be like a bachelor's, like 4 different bachelors or a postgraduate?
I have postgraduate work.
All right. What is your marital status?
Widow.
Widowed? All right. So do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
No? All right. Thank you. So thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as either very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I think I'm liberal, very liberal.
All right, very liberal. Thank you. So how often do you attend church or religious services? Do you attend like maybe twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
At least twice a week.
Twice a week. All right. So thinking about your neighborhood or about like the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Probably about half.
About half? All right, thank you. Mm-hmm. So how would you describe the area where you live in? Would you say it's urban, suburban, or rural?
It's urban.
Urban, all right. So were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the U.S.?
No.
No? All right. Were one or more of your parents born outside of the U.S.?
No.
No? All right. Were you born outside of the U.S.?
No.
No? All right. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
Say that again.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
No? All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. So I want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. Hope you have a good rest of your day.
Okay, I thought that was interesting. You asked that last question last instead of in the front.
Oh,
okay,
well, If I'm being completely honest, I don't really know the order of the questions. They appear randomly sometimes. So I think it was just a pure coincidence that was the last one. All right. But
okay.
I do want to thank you
okay,
so much for your time, though. Truly appreciate it.
Okay.
Have a good rest of your day.
All right. You too. Bye.
Thank you.